Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, the latest medical news of the week. And this week I'm going to review last year's great medical news, as well as going to talk to you about this week's news and what it means for you. And we have great guests. This is podcast 871. And yes, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading us. Please do tell your friends, rate us, and download us weekly. New one every Tuesday. The biggest news of the week, the world has death on the run. That's right. We're eradicating death. Not that you're going to live forever, but we are eradicating death pretty quickly, and that's going to change a whole lot of what happens. The other stories of the week, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. The other top stories of the week, get you and your kids on HPV vaccine. That's head and neck cancer survivors have long-lasting cognitive problems. How do you stop it? HPV vaccine. If you're going to be sexually active, seasonal flu kills more than globally than previously thought. Childhood obesity is climbing with media use. What to do about it? Only intense exercise. And what do we mean by that? AIDS, Parkinson's patients. How to do it? How to smile so it improves your exercise performance. Can weather make your bones and joints ache? Is this a myth? Or maybe right on. Marijuana and vaping are more popular than cigarettes among teenagers. What that means for you. Vigorous exercise is tied to macular degeneration in men. What do we mean by vigorous exercise, and how do you avoid the macular degeneration if you want to do vigorous exercise for your heart, lungs, cancer, and even Parkinson's prevention? Sugary diet is tied to increased asthma risk in children. That is, when mom has a sugary diet, it increases the asthma risk. How much is a sugary diet? It's 45 grams or more at a meal. That's one Coca-Cola or Pepsi at a meal. And hopefully you're not having caffeine. So maybe it's one, whatever it is, that's a sugared beverage. Fast food industry investors call on Sanderson, Denny's, McDonald's to cut antibiotic use, just like Chipotle has done. The surprising effects of loneliness versus social isolation on your health and what that means. Our guest, the great, great Michael Bruce. You'll want to download 871B to hear the great Michael Bruce. He's the sleep expert that I rely on, and his book for sleep is Good Night. But now he's going to talk about chronobiology, another high point of what he does. Let's get to death on the run, because this is really incredible. This year, the World Health Organization, and I borrowed some of this, by the way, from my friend John Malden, who borrowed some of it from me, and I borrowed it from other people, as he did too. But this is death on the run. This is incredible medical developments in 2017. This year, the World Health Organization unveiled a new vaccine that's cheap and effective to end cholera, one of humanity's greatest ever killers. So you can get a vaccine, especially if you're going to some underdeveloped areas, that will end cholera, end that pain and risk of dying for you, as well as the people there. It's inexpensive enough. Cancer deaths have dropped 25% since 1991, saving more than 2 million lives. That is, 2 million more people are alive today because of this improved treatment. And 39% decrease in breast cancer deaths, saving the lives of over 300,000 women. And by the way, we're getting better at treating heart disease and stroke as well. But that's not prevention. the obesity is causing this, type 2 diabetes is causing these increases. You've got to stop the influx. We know 80% of how to do that, and that's what the Cleveland Clinic released this year. UN AIDS Association revealed that for the first time in history, half of all people on the planet with HIV are now getting treatment. AIDS deaths have dropped by half since 2005. And leprosy is now easily treatable. The number of worldwide cases has dropped 97% since 1985. And a new plan has set 2020, just 3 years from now or 2 years from now, as the target for eradicating leprosy. No more lepers. WHO announced that global deaths from tuberculosis have fallen 37% since 2000, saving an estimated 53 million lives. And you know I'm bullish on life extension technologies. I really expect to live well past 100 with all my faculties intact. And yes, I'm aware that in many places, living past 50 or 60 is an accomplishment. The good news is we're making progress on the life extension front too. But you've got to make it to 2030 or so. And here are news stories and action tips for doing just that. That's what we do every week. Now, I'm not talking immortality. You still can get on the airplane that falls out of the sky, or you can get step in front of a bus in St. Louis. But there are a lot of people will say, I am crazy, when they realize that they may live to be 150 with a youthful body that has extremely long health plans. This week alone, and I'll tell you about these stories next week, two developments on the drug NAD. It's not a drug, it's a supplement. Anyone can get it over the counter. Just put in NAD. You can get it in the right doses. And in mice, this week, it changed the amount of amyloid in your brain, decreased it by more than 50% in mice who'd been given it regularly since they reached middle age. And that increased in a group of humans that were tested, small group, it increased their energy levels, self-reported, substantially in a randomized controlled trial. So these are really excellent studies published. Now you're understanding why I'm so bullish on longevity. If we can wipe out cancer and decrease its effect at least as much as we have, and heart disease, and Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's disease, and other dementias, and you have the energy of someone half as old as you currently are, you'll be able to live a lot longer. And that's what this data have accumulated this year. So that's why I am so bullish on longevity. Now, all these developments are wonderful news from a human standpoint, but also economically. Think of all the potential genius and innovation the world never sees because disease robs us from it. By preserving these lives, we enhance everyone's life. We will be able to handle the transformations from more people on Earth, I am pretty sure. But the great news is for you, you want to stay young now as much as you can. So, first thing to do, first action step for this week is make sure if you're sexually active, that is active with different partners rather than your same partner, make sure you get the HPV vaccine. Make sure your kids get it. Why? It not only prevents cervical cancer in women and bladder and penile cancer in men, but the major benefit is decreasing the, if you will, head and neck cancers. And head and neck cancers, in this study that was released this week, show that they increase the risk of dementia. So this is findings from a large number of people, from 40 people with head and neck cancers versus 80 others. And it turns out that the head and neck cancer people, after treatment and subsequent years, had an increased cognitive problems, increased cognitive decline. It wasn't a randomized controlled study. It wasn't shown how you can prevent the decline after cancer therapy. We know a lot about that. Remember to take DHA or salmon. DHA is the active component of fish oil. You want 900 milligrams a day. You want to do exercise fairly intensely. You want to manage stress. You want to do speed of processing games. We've gone through the 14 things that have been shown, including infrared sauna, done 4 times a week for 20 minutes, all of which decrease it. I hope you have taken many of those things and are doing it. Many as 650,000 people are dying globally from seasonal influenza each year. That's an increase from last analysis. And the people who are at the risk, greatest risk, are the young, that is newborns, mothers who are pregnant, and people age 75 years and older. Go ahead, get the flu shot. And remember this year, since the flu shot may have missed some people, make sure you get when you get sick, you do a telehealth visit with your doc and get the influenza or viral treatments, such as, your doc will know what treatments to get, but they're influenza, not the vaccine, but influenza, the treatment for viral illness. That is amantadine and a number of other treatments that have been shown to work at, if you will, decreasing the severity of the problem. New data on how great influenza is this year, or flu is. Let's look at it, see if we can get the data up here. Here's the weekly influenza flu report. It's updated through about a week ago. That is through the 12th. And if you look at it, we are tracking close to the highest rates we've had in a decade. We are at the highest rates we've had in a decade. And if you look at it, where is it worse? It's worse in the South. We are right on line. The highest season we had was 2014-15. We are right on track on that line. And the highest rates are in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, and South Carolina are all getting hit pretty bad. California is beginning to get hit as well, as is Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania gets hit, and if Illinois gets hit, and Wisconsin gets hit, the rest of us are going to get hit. It looks like it is moving relatively progressively fast. So this could be a very bad flu season. So remember, contact your doc if you get the flu, and contact him in that first couple days. Sudden illness where you feel absolutely like horrible, contact your doc quickly. Amantadine can help. Chicken soup is my remedy of choice if you decide not to contact your doc. What about childhood obesity? Well, it's climbing in parallel to media use. And that is, there is a strong link in Europe, where this study was done, between obesity in children and the amount of time they use it. So no media in the bedroom. Ensure the media children are exposed to as high quality. Cut down as much as possible. What exercise aids Parkinson's disease? Well, this is true for a number of chronic diseases and probably for dementia as well. It is intense. What do we mean by that? You get your heart rate to 80 to 85% of your age-adjusted max and keep it there for 20 minutes three times a week. Boy, that coffee is good. I just tried some Purity coffee that we ordered after I did an interview with the CEO of Purity Coffee. Wonderful, magnificent coffee. It smells so good, too. The exercise that helps Parkinson's, they took three groups of people with Parkinson's, and this was a very interesting story of how this started. It actually started by Jay Alpert, who was biking across Iowa in a fundraiser for Parkinson's disease, doing tandem bikes. He's a Olympic-style bicyclist, and it turned out that the person on his bike who had Parkinson's disease, he noted, no longer had symptoms, no longer had the tremor, got rid of her symptoms for 3 days after she was forced to do on the bike strapped in and was forced to do in the tandem bike. She was in the back, he was in the front, and he did very fast revolutions, which means she had to do them. And even though she wasn't as active in doing them, she had to have her feet on the pedals. And got this, and larger studies have shown 30% of people get relief from it and get regrowth of dopaminergic neurons in their substantia nigra, in their area of the brain where it's missing. So this is not only helpful, it is curative in some people. And it turned out in that treadmill didn't seem to work as well because you have to do the work on the treadmill. You can't be strapped in. Well, it turned out when they took people with early Parkinson's, randomly allocated to walking at 60% of their age-adjusted max, that would be walking at a leisurely pace of 2.3 or so miles per hour, versus those who really ran, versus the control group, the ones who did it intensely, got relief of symptoms. They were the only ones who got really good relief of symptoms. They did it 30 minutes four times a week. Another story that's really interesting, if you smile while you exercise, you can do more. Why? We don't know, but it is apparently a reflex you can have. So smile, you get to do more. And it was intermittent smiling. It's not a fake smile, but a real smile. So think of something that makes you happy. Think of a joke you heard, whatever. And by doing that, you can do about 3% more in a marathon. That's a heck of a lot. Can weather make bones and joints ache? Randomly allocated, they looked at 2 million people. No, the weather reports, when they looked at whether people had complained of more joint pain on days when the weather was rainy versus warm, it was warm days that they complained more. Well, I would say maybe it's because no one goes to the doctor with complaints when they're not feeling well. They don't feel like walking to the doctor, so they'll go on a warm day to tell them about problems they had other days. So I think this may not be a myth. It may be true. I have a lot of patients who say they get it. Marijuana and vaping, more popular than cigarettes on teenagers. You got to educate your teens, just like you have on cigarettes, that marijuana, although it's okay recreational in the older age group, isn't okay in the younger age group, under age 25, for men, under age 21, for women. If you use it once a week or so, it destroys brain cells, it decreases your IQ long term. Don't start it till you're after 25 as a woman, as a man, or over 21 as a woman. How common is it? It is in a study of 43,000 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. It turned out that 22% of high school seniors said they had used marijuana within the previous 30 days. 16% used a vaping device. 9.7% used cigarettes. That's great decrease in cigarettes by about 50%, but it's made up for by the other things or more. We don't want you to use it until you're over the age of 25 for recreation. How about vigorous exercise? Yes, if you do it every day vigorously, you develop macular degeneration, just doing it four or fewer days a week, that is vigorous, 4 days or less a week. I don't think you should do it more than 4 days a week anyway, but four or less days a week, you don't develop macular degeneration, so cut it down. Sugary drinks, more than 45 grams of sugar at a meal, that's one Coke plus a little bit more, one 12-ounce Coke, not a 16-ounce, decreases increases the asthma risk, decreases your ability to have a child without asthma. How great? It was about a 58% increase in the risk of asthma. That's a big deal. Members of the Corporate Business Responsibility Group have asked have asked McDonald's, Sanderson's, Denny's, Sanderson Farms, etc., to stop buying and producing meat and chicken that use antibiotics, if you will, just like Chipotle and Panera have. So please push on them. Say, I'm not going to go to you guys. Just put it on the blog until you go antibiotic-free in your chicken and meat. Surprising effects of loneliness and health. Loneliness, we know, impairs health, but it's not the number of friends you have. It's whether you feel lonely or not. People with a lot of friends who feel lonely get the ill effects of loneliness, kind of like sleep. If you feel you're not sleeping well, you get the ill effects of not sleeping well. If you feel you're sleeping great, even though you're sleeping lousily, you get good sleep effects. Well, this is true. This is mind over matter. Again, it isn't the number of friends you have. It's whether you feel lonely or not. So, key points today. Feel great. Smile while you're running. Do it a little intensely if you can. And remember, there's a great longevity revolution coming when NAD is ready for prime time. I'll tell you about it, and we'll talk about the NAD stories next week. But in the meantime, remember, in 2017, we had great news on health, cholera vaccine, you can get it in your travel, leprosy about to be wiped out, cancer death rates declining. Your job is to stay healthy till 2030, and then maybe you'll be able to live with the energy of someone half as old and live twice or 50% longer than we are now. Thanks for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Randall, thanks for great engineering. We have a wonderful guest coming up, so download that guest segment, 871B, Michael Bruce, the sleep doctor, talking about the chronobiology of just about everything. When should you have sex? When should you eat? When should you go to bed? We'll be right back